They served aboard the now-decommissioned USS Little Rock, some during one of the most tense moments of the Cold War. John Bertok and Russ Darrow served aboard the ship from 1960 until 1962.
After the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah, we were in a missile crisis.
We were extended for active duty for the Cuban Missile Crisis.
That had to be the most tense of times, knowing that the nuclear weapons could be in play here.
We had nuclear weapons
on this ship.
These were just two of the many veterans who came to Buffalo, returning to their ship, to resume an annual tradition of helping give their one-time home the maintenance she needs. William Pearson served aboard from 1959 to 1960 and now lives in Middletown, New York.
30, 40 of us volunteer every year around May to come and help the park, get ready for the onslaught of visitors, try to clean the ship up, fix things, anything we can fix or repair, you know, just to help them get the park going. And it's just a little pride in our ship.
These veterans have also recently contributed their voices to the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park. They are featured on a new audio tour, sharing their stories of life aboard the ship. Arthur Tilley served on the Little Rock from 1962 to 1963.
The most important thing that occurred to me was here's a chance to tell something the way it should be told. Not that I have a skill in doing that, but many times you hear people explain how things work and they have no concept. After doing the same thing for 2 years, you get a feel for it. And I think I was glad to have an opportunity to be able to convey it to that extent.
Some of these veterans were also in Buffalo in December 2017 when the new USS Little Rock was commissioned. They are thrilled that the Little Rock legacy lives on with a new vessel, though they admit it was probably helped in great part by then-Navy Secretary Ray Mabus, who served on the original Little Rock. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.